Good morning, everyone. Today is the 4th of April, 2018. Fear not, I am the first and the last. You're not come unto the mouth that might be touched and burned with fire, nor into blackness and darkness and tempest, but you're come unto Mount Zion, to God, the judge of all, and to the spirits of just men made perfect, and to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. We have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted, like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Thus saith the Lord, the King of Israel, and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts, I am the first, and I am the last, and beside me there is no God, the mighty God, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Thou art thou not from everlasting, O Lord my God, mine Holy One? Who is God save the Lord, and who is the rock save our God? Well, we're ready for the 52nd Psalm now. Why boastest thou thyself in mischief, O mighty man? The goodness of God endureth continually. Thy tongue deviseth mischief like a sharp razor worketh deceitfully. Thou lovest evil more than good, and lying rather than to speak righteousness, Selah. Thou lovest all devouring words, O thou deceitful tongue. God shall likewise destroy thee forever. He shall take thee away and pluck thee out of thy dwelling place, and root thee out of the land of the living, Selah. This psalm was written when Doeg the Edomite came and told Saul and said unto him, David has come to the house of Ahimelech. The righteous shall also see it and fear and shall laugh at him. Lo, this is the man that made not God his strength, but trusted in the abundance of his riches, and strengthened himself in his wickedness. But I am like a green olive tree in the house of God. I trust in the mercy of God forever and ever. I will praise thee forever because thou hast done it, and I will wait on thy name, for it is good before thy saints. Well, he has done it. We didn't do it. A lot of people think it's something they've done. But Jesus paid it all. He's done it. I will praise thee forever because thou hast done it. And I will wait on thy name, for it is good before thy saints. Psalm 53, the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. Corrupt are they, and have done abominable iniquity. There is none that doeth good. God looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand and that did seek God. Every one of them is gone back. They are altogether become filthy. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. Have the workers of iniquity no knowledge, who eat up my people as they eat bread? They have not called upon God. There were they in great fear where no fear was, for God hath scattered the bones of him that encampeth against thee. Thou hast put them to shame because God hath despised them. Oh, that salvation of Israel were come out of Zion, when God bringeth back captivity of his people. Jacob shall rejoice and Israel shall be glad. Psalm 54, save me, O God, by thy name. Judge me by thy strength. Hear my prayer, O God. Give ear to my words, my mouth. For strangers are risen up against me in oppression. Oppressors seek after my soul, and they have not set God before them. Selah. Behold, God is my helper. The Lord is with them that uphold my soul. He shall reward evil unto mine enemies, cut them off in thy truth. I will freely sacrifice unto thee. I will praise thy name, O Lord, for it is good. For he hath delivered me out of all trouble, and mine eye hath seen his desire upon mine enemies. Well, the final one this morning, Psalm 55, give ear to my prayer, O God, and hide not thyself from my supplication. Attend unto me and hear me. I mourn in my complaint and make a noise because the voice of many of my enemy, because the oppression of the wicked, for they cast iniquity upon me, and in wrath they hate me. My heart is sore pain within me, and the terror of death have fallen upon me. Fearfulness and trembling are come upon me, and horror hath overwhelmed me. And I said, oh, that I had wings like a dove, for then would I fly away and be at rest. Lo, then would I wander far off and remain in the wilderness. Selah. I would hasten my escape from the windy storm and tempest. Destroy, O Lord, and divide their tongues, for I have seen violence and strife in the city. Day and night they go about it upon the walls. Thereof mischief also and sorrow in the midst of it. Wickedness is in the midst of thereof. Deceit and guile depart not from her streets. For it was not an enemy that reproached me. Then I could have borne it. Neither was it he that hated me that did magnify himself against me. Then I would have hid myself from him. But it was thou, a man mine equal, my guide and mine acquaintance. We took sweet counsel together and walked unto the house of God in company. Let death seize upon them and let them go down quickly into hell, for wickedness is in their dwellings and among them. As for me, I will call upon God, and the Lord will save me. Evening and morning at noon will I pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice. He hath delivered my soul in peace from the battle that was against me, for there were many with me. God shall hear and afflict them, even he that abideth of old, Selah, because they have no changes, therefore they fear not God. He hath put forth his hands against such as be at peace with him. He hath broken his covenant. The words of his mouth were smoother than butter, but war was in his heart. His words were softer than oil, yet were they drawn swords. Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. But thou, Lord, shalt bring them down in the pit of destruction. Bloody and deceitful men shall not live out half their days, but I will trust in thee. Well, I guess that would be the verse for the day, would it not? Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. For we have the righteousness of Christ. God bless you this morning in a special way is my prayer.